and welcome to 404 Sight Not Found for November 10th, 2024. I am joined by Alyssa, and we're also joined by Mary Mozzarella.
Although if Mary Mozzarella wants to give out her real name, she is welcome to.
I thought it was her real name.
According to you, it's my real name.
Oh, okay.
We are actually not at 404 today.
No, we are at a whole different house. We walked over to Mary Mozzarella's because the weather was really good, and we thought we would go get a walk-in.
Yeah, it's kind of been crazy the last week, would you guys say?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about the weather we had and you think about our last episode, I think it was very indicative of what we had to deal with.
There was more where that came from.
I mean, what, three times we all had to get in the closets?
We did twice. Did you do a third?
I did.
When did you do your third one?
That Saturday.
Oh, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, we slept through it.
Well, I mean, I honestly did not go into the closet because I was asleep too. So, I mean, but that could have been one that we were supposed to go into the closet.
That probably could have. Yeah. I mean, that was some pretty bad. I
remember waking up the next morning and hearing like some of the alerts from the smart device and even on our phones, but it didn't. The only emergency alert we got for that was the flash flood.
Yeah, there was a flash flood, and that was it. But yeah, it was crazy because I remember, like, you can ask your smart speaker, like, read the notifications of, like, 10 new notifications. And it was, like, all these warnings and watches and floods and stuff. And I was like, wow, what were we doing? We were, like, asleep and missed everything.
So, yes, this is, for those who listened to the last one, our friend Mary Mozzarella here, who called us when we were safe from I guess it would have been second round technically of.
So we brought her on the podcast so you all could meet her.
And my real name is Catherine Bagarella, not Mary Mozzarella.
Not Mary Mozzarella.
But it's okay. I love them enough for them to call me Mary Mozzarella.
That's right.
Yeah, it happened just because How would you explain how this nickname came to be?
I don't know.
It had to do with some confidentiality stuff at an organization.
So we couldn't refer to her by her real name. And so, we were just like, we give people nicknames. And so she...
Like Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
Yeah, that was an oldie but a goodie. Yeah, because when you work for a place that, you know, deals with teaching medical or medical records, you don't want to give out people's personal identifiable information. HIPAA is real.
I want a shirt that says that. But right. Now, I mean, now it's not
make
important.
Make sure it doesn't say HIPAA is real.
Yeah, the cool thing is, like, now we don't have to worry about those things because that's all back there and we're here now.
And we get to be friends.
That's right. Stop it. Don't do that.
You stop it.
You stop it first. I hate when you say what I'm going to say before I say it, and then you say it, and I say it.
That's how you know you are meant to be. When you can finish each other's sentences and before the other one even gets it out of their mouth, you know you are meant to be together.
We did that. So we didn't even get to talk about the Big Easy last week.
That's right.
So we went to a place in here in UConn called the Big Easy, and it's a Cajun place. I don't know, Catherine, if you've ever checked it out.
So to be honest, after I saw someone's Facebook post that they went there, then I absolutely had Randall, my seeing eye spouse, look it up.
Yeah.
And that is a definite date night excursion that we are planning.
Highly recommend.
It's a great place, and the music is something to behold.
We loved it, and the food was really good. I thought
good service.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really had real, honest to goodness Cajun food, but I thought it was delicious.
Yeah,
I have.
Oh,
I have been to New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Oh,
yeah. The owner's stepdad is local to the area, so she took a lot of his recipes.
Yep,
and brought them here, and we think the waiter was a little surprised when we were asking, where did the ideas for this food come from?
Because it was really good. Like, the jambalaya was delicious. It had, like, corn and all sorts of goodies in it and stuff. And I loved it.
And they called their hush puppies.
Shut up, dogs. We did it again.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So we did this like three times in the Uber on the way home, and our driver was just like, yeah, you guys are made for each other.
Well, at least he didn't call you brother and sister.
No, that happens. Times.
I know that happens quite often with the two of you.
More often than it needs to.
Yes, I think that's a good
especially thing. Here. I think we had it once in Colorado, but like all the time down here in Oklahoma, it's been like two or three times.
Well, you know, I hate to say it like this, but I think they see two blind people together and just automatically assume you're related.
Yeah. That's the same thing I said, is that it just doesn't really cross their mind that it would be a romantic relationship. It's more of like you take care of each other or something.
Or you two live with a caretaker or something.
Right.
You got like let loose for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, blind people can actually function without a sighted person?
They escaped.
No way.
They escaped from the home. Yeah, they stopped. Stop it! You did it again.
You did it again.
No.
Well, that's just like my neighbor that you told me about.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, are you looking for the other blind lady? Yeah.
Yes, when he was on mobility.
We got to see him again so he can be like, uh-oh, they're like multiplying.
No, we're going to go all three of us, make it a trio.
Oh my gosh.
Take it over the neighborhood.
Be like, here we come. We have invaded your neighborhood.
We're rocking the suburbs.
Here we come to save the day.
Something like that.
Blind people are on the way.
Blindy Mouse.
Blindy Mouse.
So we're going to this is going to be a new character. It's like Mighty Mouse, but he like runs into everything. Here I come to say the thud.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. Hits his head on everything. Like,
here I falls come down. To break your walls.
So I'm going to show my age a little bit because I do have a couple of years on you guys and in living color.
Yes.
Handyman.
Yes.
Damon Wayans.
Yes.
Never underestimate the power of the handicap.
I love In Living Color. It's such a good show.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun.
Jim Carrey got to start there.
Too much longer.
No, we don't want to keep it too long. But you know, we wanted to check in and let you guys know that we are still flying after the tornado, and
we have made it through another week.
We didn't even get to talk about Big Easy, and so I wanted to make sure we talked about it.
Yeah, that's important.
Because that was our big.
And what was the dessert you had there?
I think I had the...
It was a bread pudding, right?
It was the caramel. It was like a walnut bread pudding.
That's right.
It was really good.
And yes, they have authentic Cajun music. There's a song that played there that we've had in our head for like the last week.
My Toot Toots by Rockin' Sydney. go look it up. It's catchy.
It's something.
we've had other people tell us that they're...
I wonder if this is my Toot Toot song that I'm thinking of.
Don't mess with
my Toot Toot. That is an old song. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And we were in the restaurant, we're like, what is a toot toot?
We figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out.
I hope you did.
Yeah, we figured out what a toot toot was.
It's the same thing as a jelly pouch.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So on that note, because I don't even know what that is, but it sounds mildly inappropriate. So on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of 404 Sight Not Found. Don't forget, we have a great podcast feed up so you can catch all the previous episodes. We'd love to hear from you on Mastodon. We're over at Elworks Games.
We'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, we will see you when we see you.